This is the Rob and Roz Recap.
It is The Drive with Rob and Roz, and we are very happy to be joined this afternoon by an old friend and someone that Rosie and I haven't seen in a very long time. Jack Barrow is here.
Lekker.
Hoe gaat het, meneer?
Ach, altijd goed om hier te wees. Altijd goed as ek hier is. Is lekker.
Waarmee is julle besig vanavond?
Frans en vrienden, daar by San Arena, daar by Times Square. Flippin' vibe. Elke jaar altijd een lekker vibe. Ek moet sê. Ek is nervous. Is altijd een groot jol ook, maar... Maar lekker, gelukkig is ek al gehard vir die game.
Can I just say, I'm loving the like fisherman chic you're pulling off today.
Ach, thank you. You know, this actually when I was in, looks like a fisherman hat, but it's actually when I was in Japan
and
last
a fisherman
year,
jacket,
and it's actually a bloody fancy, bloody fancy hat from Japan.
Ons het verlede jaar op Halloween na die ou raadsaal toe gegaan in Pretoria, en... net om te sien, want dit is blijkbaar die mees haunted gebouw in Suid-Afrika. En daar was 'n groot portret van oom Paul Kreer. En ek moet vir jou sê, jou baard, it's giving Paul Kreer vibes.
Ek het dit actually bietjie getrim vanoggend. Ek bietjie aardig en trouw geraak. Ek begin bietjie soos like for cash, soos like I'm just building up to do be the Father Christmas for in December. That's my vibe.
Naughty Santa.
Yeah, I'm gonna be driving around on the back of a bucky throwing gifts out and sweets.
Jack, se dra van Coke en vriende gelaunch word en die kaartjies is beskikbaar. Mense gaan wild elke keer wat die show gedoen word. Hoekom dink jy is dit so iets wat mense so graag wil bywoon?
Ach, ek dink is dit 'n great aand. Ek bedoel jy sien so baie verskillende artists. En ek hou ook like die format van dit is obviously elke artist doen sien maar 3 of 4 songs. So jy kan al hierdie in 3 ure kan jy soos omtrent die hele Suid-Afrikaanse music scene sing waar jy gewoonlik like elke band speel 'n uur. So ek dink dis nog was 'n cool ding om te kom en net te kyk en so 'n bietjie van almal te kry en iets te kry en is so half 'n lekker for lack of a word soort van 'n tipe alternatiewe skouspelerige vibe. Ja.
Maar it is. And the nice thing is like you guys have been doing this for so long with each other en almal ken mekaar. It's like a family show vir die mense op die verhoog. You guys are family.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the funnest thing about it and the most dangerous thing about it is like we don't get to see each other obviously that much. We usually, I'm playing here, someone else playing there, so the times we get to all be together is always special and always fun, and it's like reunion as well, so it's almost more fun for us than for the crowd just to see everyone and all be staying in the same hotel and we can all hang out and catch up, and it's always a vibe. I really love it. Yeah, it's such a special show. I really love it. Yeah.
I remember I was still on campus radio when you first started dropping music. And I remember the first time I met you, the first time we did an interview and stuff was jare terug. And around that time, somebody had booked you to play at the Pretoria Sko.
Okay.
And you got on stage, and within about half a song, there were 3 women who got up from the table where they were having drinks. All the young people and the kids were having a jaw in the front, and there were 3 women on the side of the stage who wanted to blixem you in like 40 seconds.
Yeah, ach, you know, the story of my life.
But it's so long pad om saam te stap, and it must be so much fun. Like, how do you even start deciding what you want to play on?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that's up to Francois. So he decides that. He kind of puts it together, and he just tells us, okay, can you do this one, and this one? Because it's also like, you know, say for example, tonight, me and Francois doing dance. Ek en Peach doing Jy Bly Stil. So it's like, it's also all the collabs and stuff that once again, you really get to do because we don't always play together.
Yeah.
So it's so fun to be able to do it properly with the person that does it with you. Yeah, it's a joel.
Nee, dis baie lekker. Jy het 'n ongelooflike jaar gehad hierdie jaar. Jy was saam met Drieke staan in Chicago gewees.
Yeah.
Jy is deeltyd amper, voel het vir my as ek nou jou social media kyk, oorsee, want die oorseese gehore is ook so mal oor jou. Wat was een van die hoogtepunte vir jou van hierdie jaar?
Well, ek bedoel, obviously was die Driekus ene massive gewees. Het was so a Joel gewees. Ek is baie lucky monster. Ek is monster artist, hy is a monster athlete. So, hulle het ons rare gespoil en het so mooi na ons gekyk en vir ons, like, die crisis het tyd gegee daar. So, yes, ek voel, ek het gesê nou, toe jy gevra het ook, was ek like, ek dink ek recover nou nog. Het was so a Joel gewees. En yes, die fight was is a bucket list ding. Het was obviously net Amerika weet net om so ding aan mekaar te sit, like daar in die stadion waar die Chicago Bulls ook speel en is net is sold out en net massive en die fanfare en die hele vibe is net so incredible en obviously ook Driekus is so a good guy en sy hele span rondom hom is net so sikke lekker mense, so dit was net ja, dit was rarig die beste experience, ja, het is like net classic, jy weet, goeie cool Suid-Afrikaners en daar in Chicago losgelaat. Het was a party. Ons het 'n baie lekker tyd gehad.
En goed, in Europa, are you still hoop-hooping in Holland?
Yeah, but a lot. I mean, I've got Parafest, yeah, which is obviously my big show there every 2 years. We've done it 4 times already. This year feels so long that I can't remember if we did it this year, beginning of this year or last year, but yeah. So we do it every 2 years. I'm really thankful for that. En dan ja, vir Pintour ons maar daai kant, ek is baie lucky om op 'n baie groot booking agency daai kant te wees, want te cooler as ek hier so groot gaan, het dit daar ook so groot gegaan, so ek het gesign op Live Nation of Mojo, wat hulle daai kant is, so I'm very thankful to have that, they really look after me well. Some days I'm like, why they booking like Ice of Rocky and good. I'm like, why are you still booking this weird squiff Afrikaans out from South Africa? But yeah, they love it and it's a vibe. And yeah, the Paraface is great. And it's like, you know, I've been going there for so long. And I just see it's so rad that so many South Africans are starting to go there as well and getting to go there and playing big shows. And there's obviously a lot of expats there as well that have slowly but surely, because obviously London in the back in the day used to be that, but it feels like the Netherlands is really a big like expat thing now,
yeah.
Which is lekker for so that we can more and more South Africans can push it that side, yeah.
Yeah, Rob mentioned earlier about like, you know, getting to know you at the beginning of your career. Ek het ook daai selfde ervaring met jou gehad met die TV-programme en so. Maar soos wat jou musiek groei jou gehoor ook saam met jou. Ek voel asof jy saam met my nou die afgelope oor die dekades gegroei het. So ek dink dit is hoekom jou so 'n longevity in die bedryf het.
Ja, ek is baie dankbaar daarvoor en ek is ook baie dankbaar dat die kids het nou altyd like. Ek bedoel, dis obviously die main ding. Jy weet die probleem is hoe ouer ons raak, hoe minder ons na shows toe gaan. So as die kids nog het like, dan tenminste kan ek nog shows speel. Maar ja, ek is baie dankbaar daarvoor en ja, ek net om so lang karier weer eens te doen op 'n kind of a niche, different vibe is regtig wonderlik en dis dit dank aan alles van die funny fans, tot mense soos julle wat het support op radio en stuff, tot die brands wat werk met ons, like, ek voel net dankbaar dat ek nog altyd kan moeilikheid maak en het vir die lewe doen.
Is it still happening, Clay, nog steeds like krap in jou kop, and when you're walking around and you're like, oh, I've just thought of a line, this would be a great hook, like, hou jy nog vir die songwriting proces, enjoy dit nog om in die studio te wees, alai goed, because the travel and the gigs is one thing, but then there's also got to be the lockdown creative time, you know?
No, definitely. But it's, yeah, it obviously does get more and more difficult to lock down time, like, to do that. It's like quite a busy schedule. And, you know, also it's different. Like, you know, if you like, whatever, like Taylor Swift, you can like take off 2 years and write music and then tour for a year and then make millions. But, you know, we as South African musicians, we kind of always... We're always playing and always hustling. So it's difficult to get the time, but I'm always thinking about it. I've got like a Google Keep on my phone, which I just, if I think of lines or if someone says something funny, I'll jot it down and kind of just build up a whole bank. And then when I get to it, when I get to writing, I'm busy with my new album now. So I've done about five tracks. We me and Lucky Rothman and my friend Vegas went away for a write Songwriting Weekend a while back, so we did a nice little stint of that, and then I'll probably in January finish it off, because that's we always take, obviously musicians, we always take January off, so I'll use that as a nice little writing space, and then hopefully launch it like first quarter of next year.
Nie ons sien uit hoor, as ek klaar is kom kuier.
Natuurlik, hy gaan lekker wees.
We have a game.
Nice.
We have a game. The game goes like this. Top 5 songs, but you have to rank yourself in amongst these songs.
What's okay. Your favorite Jack Parow song?
I must say, always the newest one, because the rest of
them. I was going to say DDP.
So DDP at the moment is my favorite. For on a live shows, I'll say Boopens Fark. It's always so lekker because everyone always sings along with that and does the verses, and it like people get so excited when I do that. So and everyone's like waiting, like me, I'll do it. So that's always a fun one, yeah.
Okay, so we've chosen our DDP. So Jack Parow, okay. DDP, Franchan Karen, Toe Vind Ek Jou.
Okay,
Tupac, California Love, Eminem, Without Me, and Dr. Dre, Still Dre. Out of those 5. Rank them. Here's your license.
Okay. DDP, like obviously him. First.
Yes!
Yes, that is the correct answer.
I was going to say.
Okay. Then, yo, Still Dry, definitely.
Number two.
Number two. Then let's bring in Franchise in there at number 3, to Toe Vind Ek Jou. Then California Love. And then I'm obviously a massive Eminem fan, but Without Me is not one of my favorite ones, so I'll put him at 5, yeah. But but from an artist point of view, he would have been 1, but from a song point of view, yeah.
Fair
yeah.
enough.
Nice.
I'm glad you put yourself in number 1, as you should have.
Yes.
Of course, bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you're speel vanaand van Kook en Vriende in Pretoria.
Yes.
The show is aan die gang.
Môre in Namibia.
Môre in Namibia.
Ja, liefde by die naam.
Why have I not heard that name before?
Liefdeberry
Nam is brilliant.
Second name.
That's so good.
Does I love Namibia as well. It's such a, it's like cowboy country. I love it. It's like everything is just like a little bit more cowboy there. You can like get away with so much more there. It's like everyone's just a little bit more like sideways, but in the best way. I love Namibia so much. Yeah, it's such a nice little vibe. And but yeah, it's always also so crazy. Like, for example, every time I go, no matter how early we get started on the visas, we always only get it on the airport when we land. And everyone's freaking out. And it's like a million vocals. Oh, they're going to let... I actually get goosebumps. It's just like so many times. It's always like a complete anxiety attack. And then someone's just standing there, some cool tiny that works at the airport, like they listen. Yeah, she like, you come.
And then
like, just does our visums and gives it to us there. It's always like, I'm now used to it. But like, Shane, Koos Kombuiso was like, he had to fly this morning. So he was messaging me yesterday. I've got to fly this morning. I still don't have a visa. Have you gotten your visa yet? Like, freaking out. Like, doesn't know if he must actually drive to the airport to catch his flight, you know? Shame. No, it's flipping. That's the type of, that's Namibia.
Yeah. Is there nog kaartjies of vanavond?
So far, it is sold out, yeah.
Yeah.
Off.
Yeah.
I think it's net so cool that jy, as daai klein Afrikaanse seentjie van Belville kan sê, ja, toe bel Koos kom bys my, en hy sê vir my, hoor hier.
Exactly, en dit is ook ons eventvol dag van net or not Frank Opperman my gebel.
Oh,
en Frank moet kom rap op jou van sy songs, wat hy gaan doen by die woordfeest.
It's all good and well to talk about traveling to Chicago and expensive Japanese hats, but if Koos is phoning you,
exactly.
If Frank Opperman phones you one day. Listen, first time ever, but still, I'm going to claim it. First time does do find me in the same day.
En tussen nou en die einde van die jaar, is daar nog shows en goed aan die gang? Wat jou planne?
Ja, yes, nog baie. Het is ons maar nou begraak, ons maar nou die besige tyd van die jaar. So ek is all over. Mense kan obviously maar net check op my social media. Is het Jack Parow met ENR. En dan, I always have to say met ENR, because some people spell it wrong. But yeah,
if you go look up 2R, Jack Parow, it's a crypto scam.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Don't trust that guy. Don't trust that guy. But yeah, so that's the best place to check it out. We're touring everywhere. December obviously is the big one with all the rage ones and all of that type of stuff and all the Christmas shows along the coast. Yeah, so
I'll see you guys there. I'll take funny yard.
Yeah.
And listen, we've been running a little super brew for our show. Okay. En ons het 'n box. And we've decided that between now and the end of the VURC season, but then May is, we're just going to keep adding things nice. To the box.
I like it.
En ek verstaan, jy het iets vir ons gebring om in die box in saam te sit.
Ek het vir hulle twee goed gebring, maar die een is ek net bang 'n kind wen het, want dan as hy... is 'n vibe, ek bedoel ek het mag sê nie.
A better toof.
En dan ook hierdie lekker long leopard print hood.
One of the original.
Iconic.
Yeah, you guys long already tried to steal it, but I was like, no, yeah, we're putting it in the box.
I did take it off.
An original long peak Jack Parrow cap. That's unreal.
Nee, lekker man. Ek wag nou net dat jy 'n show maak vir mense wat 35 is en ouer, sodat ons al twee kan kom party.
Start at 4, we'll be finished by 9. Everyone can be home and in bed by 10.
Doing skincare, bro. Like, flipping lekker.
I've played some of the shows, but I'm just, the problem is my show is so... high energy dat as iemand as jy 2 ure show doen is dit voel net soos gaal. It's just like 2 ure full force, like
so maybe 4 o'clock, like Rob said, maybe 4 o'clock. Maybe.
Yeah, well Lester, geniet vanavond. Please tell the rest of the boys we say hi. I haven't seen the crew far too long.
And thank you guys, it's been too long. I'll definitely come visit you soon as the new album's out and there's some lekker stuff. Yeah,
you heard it here first. Bye, Lanky Jack.
Literally, you did. That's the first time I've told anyone. So, you did literally hear it.
Yes,
exclusive. Daar's hy. Jack, bye, donkey dude. Geniet vanaand.
Lekker.
Lekker vir jou in te hê.